Grab your Bibles this morning and turn to Acts chapter 20. Acts chapter 20. When God first called me to go to Wisconsin and serve as a two-year missionary in Wisconsin, it was not a place I was looking to go to. When I was approached with the idea, my response was, "What does Wisconsin have other than Brett Favre?" And then while I was there, they lost that. Even so, God made it clear that this was the next stop in my journey. He reminded me that I had made a commitment to 2 years of missionary service, and so I decided that I was going to go no matter what. I did not know what my pay would be. I did not even know where I was going to live until about a week before it was time to leave. Once I got there, there were a few times where I wanted to get in my car and head back home. By God's grace and the help of a friend, I was able to make it through the first year. Then I had a great time the second year to the point that I considered staying a third year. It was during my time in Wisconsin that I found my love to teach God's word. It was during my time in Wisconsin that I learned to play the guitar. It was not an easy time, but it was God's will, and I'm glad that I went no matter what. My life was never in danger, but as we will see today, Paul's was. God had placed a call on Paul's life, and Paul was going to live out that call and go where God wanted him no matter what. Over the next few weeks, that's the topic that we're going to be looking at. We're going to be looking at the lives of individuals who were willing to risk it all to serve God no matter what. And as we begin 2023, we need to be a people, we need to be a church that is willing and ready and eager to serve our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ no matter what. Acts chapter 20, beginning in verse 17. "From Miletus, he sent to Ephesus and called for the elders of the church. And when they had come to him, he said to them, 'You know, from the first day that I came to Asia, in what manner I always lived among you, serving the Lord with all humility, with many tears and trials, which happened to me by plotting of the Jews. How I kept nothing that was helpful, but proclaimed it to you and taught you publicly and from house to house, testifying to Jews and also to Greeks or Gentiles, repentance towards God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. And now see, I go bound in the Spirit to Jerusalem, not knowing the things that will happen to me there, except that the Holy Spirit testifies in every city, saying that chains and tribulations await me. But none of these things move me, nor do I count my life dear to myself, so that I may finish my race with joy and the ministry which I receive from the Lord Jesus to testify to the gospel of the grace of God." Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for this beautiful passage and this beautiful testimony that we are given from the life of Paul. And we thank you for the service that he lived out for you. And I pray that you would speak to us and that you would encourage us and that you would strengthen us today from the beauty of your word. That we would be reminded that life is not always easy and things don't always go great, but we still get to serve the Lord with all that we are. Lord, I pray that I would sit down and that you would stand up, and I pray that you would move here this morning as only you can. So in the beautiful name of Jesus, we ask and pray. Amen. As we begin, we see that Paul was someone who lived by example. Because we see that it says, "From Miletus he sent to Ephesus and called for the elders of the church. And when they came to him, he said to them, 'You know, from the first day that I came to Asia, in what manner I always lived among you.'" Paul was saying, "You know how I lived my life. You know the type of person that I am." And we see that Paul practiced what he preached. Paul was on his way to Jerusalem to take a gift to the Jerusalem church that was from the Gentile churches. There was a need in the Jerusalem church, so Paul had gathered gifts and finances and stuff from the Gentile churches, and he was taking it to the church in Jerusalem. And on his way there, he is close to Ephesus. It's estimated that Miletus is probably about 30 miles from Ephesus. And so he calls and has the elders come and meet with him. And he calls the elders to say goodbye to him, to them. Paul knows that this is the last time he is going to see the elders at Ephesus. And a reminder, Paul spent his longest amount of time in the city of Ephesus. And so he calls them and says, it's time to say goodbye. You guys are never going to see me again. And as he talks with them, he says, you know how I lived among you. You know the type of person that I am. This is the testimony to the person that Paul had became. What a change we have seen in him. Paul went from throwing people into prison to talking about Jesus. He went from throwing people in prison to being thrown in prison. And when people were talking about Jesus or trying to advance the gospel message, Paul wanted to throw them in prison, and then he would eventually go on to be thrown in prison because he would not stop talking about Jesus Christ. And this is the change. This is the transformation that we see in a person's life when they give their heart and their life to Christ. This is a true definition of what repentance means. Paul was a completely different person. And what was awesome about Paul is he didn't call people to live in a way that pleased God. He practiced it. So he did call people. He didn't just call people to live in a way that lined up with what the Bible says. He practiced it. That is the way that he lived his life. He lived his life in a way that pleased God. People knew how Paul lived. People knew the message that he taught. People knew the love that he had for Jesus. And they knew the love that he had for telling others about Jesus Christ. They knew these things about Paul. What do people know about us? When our names are mentioned, what are the thoughts that come to their mind? Do they think, oh, he loves Jesus? Oh, he loves people. That was the testimony of Paul. Paul was a model as to how Christians are to live their lives in Jesus Christ. That's why at one point in time, Paul was able to say, imitate me, because Paul was imitating Jesus Christ. Well, not only was Paul an example, but we see that he served with humility, tears, and trials. As verse 19 tells us, it says, serving the Lord with all humility, with many tears and trials, which happened to me by the plotting of the Jews. Paul continues by saying how he has served the Lord with humility, tears, and trials. We can see that Paul did not have an easy road for Jesus. Paul was beaten. Paul was arrested. Paul was stoned and left for dead. He would be shipwrecked, and the list could go on, and you can read about Paul's many trials and many tears that he went through. He was rejected by the Jews. He was seen as crazy by the Gentiles. What kind of message is this? Even so, he served with humility. Paul had every right to be boastful. Paul was a Jew. Paul was a Pharisee. Paul says he was very zealous for persecutors of those who stood for Jesus. But then he would say, but everything that was a gain to me, I have considered to be a loss because of Christ. All those things that was once important to him, he says, doesn't matter. Being a Pharisee, being a Jew, none of that matters. What matters is knowing Jesus Christ. That is his humility. In his humility, Paul was more concerned about the lost than his own life. Paul was more concerned about lost people than his own comforts and even his own freedom. Paul put others first and said that others were more important than himself. He would even say in Philippians chapter 2, he says, do nothing out of selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility, consider others as more important than yourselves. Everyone should look not to his own interest, but rather the interest of the others. And so what Paul is teaching us here as a church, our number one interest should not be the well-being of this church. Our number one interest should be seeing lost people come to faith in Jesus Christ. Our number one focus should be to see people transformed. The church across America has become a hotel for the saints when it's supposed to be a hospital for sinners. The church has been a place where we come and we're supposed to be comforted, and we're supposed to be, the preacher needs to make me feel good about myself because it's all about me, and you need to be there for me. You need to hold my hand. I'm going to heaven, but you need to be there for me every step of the way. Who cares about that lost person that's dying and going to hell as long as you're meeting my needs? That's what the church across America has become. Unfortunately, we have become a hotel for the saints. It's become a place where we need our comforts. And when our comforts don't get met, when our way doesn't get met, when our will doesn't get met, we leave and go somewhere else. 98% of people who leave a church leave because their feelings got hurt or something didn't go their way. They have made it about themselves and not about the message of Jesus. Paul says, it's not about me. Paul says, it's not about my wants, it's not about my needs, it's about the lost. He says, consider others as more important than yourself. Paul served the Lord with humility. It was not about him. Paul served the Lord with tears. Oh, what Paul would suffer for Jesus. Paul served with trials. The Jews tried and tried to get rid of him. They even said they would not eat until he was dead. In Acts 23, we see this where it says, when it was morning, the Jews formed a conspiracy and bound themselves under a curse not to eat or drink until they had killed Paul. So as we think about this, Paul lived a life of example. And we are to live for others to see. Like Paul, we need to live by example. People should be able to see the way that we live and see that we love Jesus. When people come into this church, they should see instantly, man, these people love Jesus. Amen. When people come into this church, they should see, man, these people love people. They want to see people come to faith in Jesus Christ. They care. What does the way that we live show the world? The way that you and I live our lives every single day of the week, what message are we sending to the world? We are to live by example. The second thing we see is the need to teach the truth to all. In verse 20 and 21, it says, how I kept back nothing that was helpful, but proclaimed it to you and taught you publicly and from house to house, testifying to Jews and also to Greeks, repentance towards God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. We see rather quickly that Paul spoke the same to all people. The hope that comes from Jesus, the message that Paul preached, was the same message to all people. Paul did not change his message based on the crowd. Paul did not change the message based on what city or country that he was in. Paul preached the same message to the Jews and the Gentiles, which would cover every single person, because in the culture and society of Paul, you were either a Jew or you were a Gentile. There was no third option. And so when it says that Paul preached the same message to the Jew and the Gentile, helps us to see that the message was the same. It's easy for us to get caught up in our own groups, to see our own differences. And often we like people who are like us. It's just natural. We like people who like the same things we like and want the same things we want. And we have a tendency to surround ourselves with those type of people. But as we read through the Bible, we quickly learn that's not the way of the cross. One thing that all humanity has in common is all humanity needs Jesus. It doesn't matter if you're Jew, Gentile. It doesn't matter if you're American or Mexican. It doesn't matter what your nationality it is. It doesn't matter what your culture background is. It doesn't matter what state you're from, what country you're from. None of that matters when it comes to the truth that all people, every single human being that lives on this planet needs Jesus. And so Paul preached the same message to all people. And that should be the will and the way of the church as well. The church is to be welcoming to all people, regardless of any nationality or culture, because they all need Jesus. For Paul, he wanted all people to know Jesus. It didn't matter if he was talking with Jews or Gentiles. And this is the same for the church. We are to tell people about Jesus no matter what. We are to tell people about Jesus no matter what. We also see that Paul spoke the truth no matter how hard it might be. Paul says he preached what was helpful. And what that means is he preached only Jesus. Only Jesus. One does not need to become a Jew to be saved. One does not need to read only the King James to go to heaven. One does not need to dress a certain way to get into heaven. One does not need to do this or do that to be saved. One simply needs to surrender in faith to Jesus Christ, and that's all it takes to be saved. Amen. Often churches like to preach a Jesus plus mentality. And that's what the Pharisees did. That's what the Judaizers were doing. That's what Paul was dealing with in his day. There was this group of Jews known as the Judaizers that was coming along saying, you have to believe in Jesus and be circumcised. You have to believe in Jesus and become a Jew. And Paul says, oh, no, no, no. Because here is the truth of the matter. Jesus completed everything that needed completing when he died on the cross. And to add anything to the death of Jesus Christ is to take away from the precious blood. And sometimes churches say you must believe in Jesus plus look like us. You must believe in Jesus plus act like us. You must believe in Jesus and be us. It's Jesus, period. Amen. The only way to heaven is the precious blood of Jesus shed on the cross. Paul says, while I was there, I taught what mattered. I didn't come to tickle your ears. Paul's message was hard at times. As we're going through 1 Corinthians on Wednesday nights, we're seeing Paul laid it out there and said, y'all need to realize that this is wrong. You need to follow Jesus Christ. That's what 1 Corinthians is all about. And his message was not always easy, but Paul says, I preached what was profitable, what was helpful. In other words, I told you what you needed to hear, not what you wanted to hear. And that is the beautiful message of Jesus Christ. And the message that Paul preached was consistent. It did not matter where he was going to tell people about Jesus and how to live for him. Everywhere that Paul went, Paul spoke of faith and repentance. Verse 21 is the heart of this. Testifying to the Jews and to the Gentiles, repentance towards God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. When it comes to salvation, there must be repentance and faith. We cannot talk about salvation. We cannot talk about the need to have a relationship with Jesus Christ without talking about faith and repentance. They are crucial. They are key to salvation. Faith is to believe. We believe that we are sinners in need of a Savior. We believe that Jesus died on the cross for our sins, that he shed his precious blood, and that he alone is the Savior. We believe that we put our trust in his precious blood that was shed on the cross, and we believe that he saved us. There must be faith. But the natural response to saving faith is repentance. Repentance is to turn. Repentance is we're going one way, we stop going that way, we turn around and go the opposite way. Paul, again, is a clear example of that. Paul was going to persecute Christians to becoming a Christian and preaching the message of Jesus Christ. And it was a complete turn. When we repent, we admit that we're wrong, we say we're sorry, and we stop living that life. Paul had a passion to tell people about Jesus and get them to come to faith and repentance. One commentary says, regardless of what he has faced, Paul has never hesitated to preach, teach, and share the gospel. Another commentary says, Paul was a single-minded person, and the most important goal of his life was telling others the good news. No wonder Paul was the greatest missionary who ever lived. Paul had one goal. Paul had one driving passion. Paul had one mission, and that was to see people come to faith in Jesus Christ. Paul wanted people to see the grace of God. Paul wanted people to see that our sins are forgiven in Jesus. Paul wanted people to see the love that is offered. My dear friends, we need to know, we need to see, we need to understand that in Jesus Christ there is forgiveness of sins. That God loves us so much that he has given us a way to be made right with him through the precious blood of his son Jesus Christ shed on the cross. That he offers us forgiveness. Many of us spend our lives trying to be perfect. We don't want to mess up or make mistakes. We want to keep everybody and everyone happy. And often we translate that into a relationship with Jesus because we think that because we have this expectation to be perfect. You take a pastor and his family for example. A pastor and his family lives in a glass house. Anything my daughter does wrong will be held against me as a pastor simply because she's the pastor's daughter. And often we do that on each other, whether it's pastors, whether it's deacons, whether it's elders, whether it's leaders. And we put these unrealistic expectations on people. And so we strive to be perfect. And often that strive for perfection flows into our relationship with Jesus Christ. And we think, how can Jesus love me when I've made these mistakes? How can Jesus love me when I'm not perfect? That's the point. We can't be perfect. Amen. No matter how hard we try, no matter what we do. And so I want you to hear this morning. Because often, and yes, we do need to focus on sin. We need to focus on the fact that sin is a real thing and sin separates us from God. But sometimes we can miss this beautiful point. And I want you to hear this morning. No matter what you've done in your life, God still loves you. No matter what you've done, God wants to forgive you of your sins. If Jesus could change the entire trajectory of the life of Paul, can he not do the same for you and I as well? God loves us and forgives us. You see, the beautiful thing is it's not about us. It's all about Jesus. I don't have to be perfect because Jesus was. I don't have to do everything exactly the way that it's supposed to be done because Jesus did. And he took my place. It's all about repentance and faith. And we as the church are to speak the truth in love. As the people of God, we are to tell others about the love that Jesus has for them and the forgiveness that comes from him. Paul says in Ephesians, speaking the truth in love, let us grow into every way into him who is the head of Christ. We need to have the same message to all people, and that message is Jesus saves. And the last thing we see in our text this morning is the need to go no matter what. We are to live by example. We are to have the same message for all people. And we are to go no matter what. In verse 22 through 24 it says, and see now, I go bound or compelled by the Spirit to Jerusalem, not knowing the things that will happen to me there, except that the Holy Spirit testifies in every city, saying that chains and tribulations await me. But none of these things move me, nor do I count my life dear to myself, so that I may finish my race with joy and the ministry which I receive from the Lord Jesus to testify to the gospel of the grace of God. Paul was bound by the Spirit. The Spirit both compelled Paul and warned him. He knew that trouble would be there, but he knew he needed to go anyway. Paul did not have all the details, but he knew what was coming wasn't good. There's this one incident that you read in Acts where one prophet comes up to him, takes Paul's belt, ties Paul up with his own belt, and says, "The man who owns this belt will be bound in Jerusalem." So Paul knew that when he got to Jerusalem, he was going to be bound, that he was going to be placed in chains, that trials, tribulations, and something bad was coming his way. He knew that hardships waited. Paul wanted to do what God wanted him to do, even if it led to chains and death. And here's what's incredible. The fact that Paul went to Jerusalem, the fact that Paul would be arrested in Jerusalem, would lead to him telling rulers, kings, Jews, Gentiles, and even the Roman emperor about Jesus Christ. His arrest opened the door for him to tell other people about Jesus. And this is what I've always found fascinating about Paul. Paul was arrested because of his faith in Jesus Christ. And so what does he do once he's arrested? Tell people about Jesus Christ. That's what got him arrested in the first place. But he didn't stop. Paul is making his final journey to Jerusalem, knowing what is there. He knows that if he goes to Jerusalem, there will be pain and suffering. He knows this, and he goes anyway. Why? Because he was compelled by the Spirit. For Paul, following after the Lord was of more importance and value than his own life. Can the same be said about us? He knows that chains and afflictions are waiting for him. Paul would go to Jerusalem. Paul would be arrested in Jerusalem. Paul would be put in prison. Paul would be sent to Rome. And eventually Paul would be killed by the Roman emperor. The message that Paul was willing to risk his life for was so important that he was gone anyway. And my dear friends, this is the message that we still need today. And we need to preach it and proclaim it with the same conviction. Somehow, along the way, we have watered down the gospel message. Somehow, we've gotten so concerned with our own lives, with our own comforts, with our own preferences, with our own personalities, with our own wants, with our own desires, that the world around us is lost and dying and going to hell while we do absolutely nothing about it. But hey, oh, my goodness. My friend over there is dying and going to hell, but whew, it's too hot in here this morning. We more concerned about the heat or the cold than lost people? Because our comforts aren't being met. We're more concerned about this or that or what this person's doing or what that person's doing. There's people lost and dying going to hell. We ain't doing nothing about it. We had one community event in town last year. And you know how many people from the church showed up? Very few. We got outside of the walls and tried to make a difference in the community, and hardly nobody showed up. The community was there. We saw hundreds and hundreds of people come through that nativity exhibit and got to share the message of Jesus. But how many church people was there? Not that many. When we have children's events, when we have events here at the church to see with the sole purpose of seeing lost people come to faith in Jesus Christ, you know how many church members are here? Not many. There's usually more non-church members than church members. And so the only time we want to be here is when it's comfortable for us, not when there's an opportunity to see people come to faith in Jesus Christ. And if you even think about stepping on my toes or saying something that I don't want to hear, I'll take my ties and I'll go somewhere else. Take that up with God. Because the Bible says that the number one responsibility of the church is to see people come to faith in Jesus Christ. And that is our purpose. That is our goal. That is our joy. That is our duty. That is our love. This world needs Jesus. Jesus is the only hope of salvation. A new president ain't gonna fix this world. A new person in power in countries across the globe is not going to fix this world. New policies, new procedures, and new programs is not going to fix this world. The only thing that's going to fix this world is the precious blood of Jesus shed on the cross. Amen. And that is what Paul preached, no matter what. He didn't care who he offended. He didn't care whose toes he stepped on. He wanted people to know that what mattered was Jesus. And we, like Paul, are to live a life of service. Paul's life was all about service. Paul says it's not about my life. It's about the ministry that I was called to do. For Paul, it was all about telling people about Jesus. He wanted to get the message of Jesus out there, even if it cost him his life. It would cost Paul his life. But look at the impact that Paul had on the early church. And look at the impact that Paul is having on our lives still today. All because he went no matter what. Today, people need to serve Jesus no matter what. When God calls us, whatever God calls us to do and say will not always be easy. Sometimes God will ask us to say things we don't want to say. Sometimes God will ask us to do things that we don't want to do. But at our core, our goal, our joy should be to serve Jesus with all that we are. We are to share the message of Jesus no matter where we are and no matter what is going on in our life. Paul did not let his circumstances stop him from telling people about Jesus. Paul doesn't go around saying, woe is me, you don't know how bad my life is. Paul is chained in prison praising God with Silas because they had been arrested for teaching about Jesus. And while they're in prison, Paul and Silas start praising the Lord to the point that the jailer and his family get saved. It's clear to see that Paul's life was about serving the Lord. He was not in it for the money. He was not in it for the fame. He was not in it for an easy life. He simply wanted to help people to see their need for Jesus. At the end of his life, this is what Paul says in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7. Paul says, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. This is what I want to be able to say at the end of my life. I want to be able to say, I fought the good fight. I want to be able to say, I fought for what this book says, no matter what. I want to say, I preached what this book said, no matter what. Even when it's not popular, even when what it has to say is not popular, I want to be someone who preaches the truth no matter what. I want to be like Paul at the end of my life to say, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now, I hope I don't go to prison to be able to say that, but Paul will finish his race. And this is, again, has always amazed me about the Apostle Paul. An avid persecutor of Christians went on to write almost half of the New Testament. 27 books, 13 books are accredited to Paul. Half of 27 is 13 and a half. So almost half of the entire New Testament was written by the Apostle Paul. Like Paul, we have the incredible joy of telling people about Jesus no matter what is going on in our lives. We're not promised an easy road, but we can still tell others about Jesus. We as a church, we as Christians are called to share the message of Jesus no matter what. Over the next few weeks, we're going to be looking at extraordinary people who serve the Lord no matter what. And as we look at the lives of these individuals, it is my hope and my prayer that we be encouraged to take a stand for Jesus no matter where we are beginning this new year. No matter where we find ourselves as we begin 2023, as we look last week at the beauty of the Word of God, I want us to take the Word of God and to take a stand on that Word no matter what this year. That we will hold to what the Word of God says. So what is God saying to us today? Are we living examples of Jesus Christ? Do people look at our lives and see Jesus? Do we teach the same message to all people? Will we go where God wants us to go no matter what? If you are here today and you've never given your life to Jesus, then He wants you to come to Him no matter what. Don't let nothing stop you. If you've never given your life to Christ, don't let anything stop you today. Do not let the enemy have the victory. Come to saving faith in Jesus Christ, because that's what matters. If you're here today and you have given your life to Jesus, then He wants you to serve Him no matter what. Will you make a commitment and say, God, I will serve You no matter what? Amen. Whatever it is, let the Spirit speak. Lord, we thank You for this beautiful day. We thank You for this beautiful passage that we are given. And we thank You for the incredible message that we are given through Your servant Paul. And how he was willing to go and to do no matter what. And I pray, Lord, I pray that we would have such a beautiful and powerful relationship with the Holy Spirit of Holy God that we will know beyond a shadow of a doubt what You have called us to do, that we will be bound, that we will be compelled by the Spirit of God, that we would be to the point that if we don't do what You're calling us to do, we feel like we'll explode. Lord, let Your Spirit move in us like that, where we have no choice but to do what You have called us to do and to be who You have called us to be. And Lord, if there's someone here that doesn't know You, may they hear the beautiful truth that it's all about Jesus. That they would hear the truth that Jesus loves sinners. That they don't have to be perfect. That they could simply to come to You just as they are. Surrender their heart and their life to You and leave the rest up to You. Lord, move as only You can today as we come to this time of invitation and prayer. Speak to our hearts. We thank You and we love You. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.